Chickaloon Athabascan elder Katie Wade passed away a year ago. Wade is remembered for her book Spirit of Chickaloon, but she has also left another legacy. The Yanni Da'a School, which she founded, is a fledgling but growing center of Alaska Native language and cultural arts in the Matanuska Valley. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more about efforts to keep a dying Native dialect alive as part of our series on Alaska Native education.
Its alphabet is intimidating, and phonetically speaking, it's in a class by itself. But the Atna dialect of the Athabascan language is showing a faint but steady pulse. Modern-day speakers of the ancient tongue strive to keep its vital signs strong, and the school Katie Wade founded is one way of keeping the language alive.
Dukritsi.
That was good.
It's a typical weekday at Yanni Da'a School on the Glen Highway. Six of the private school's elementary students are here today, gathered around a common table. They range in age from 5 to 13, and they are engaged in learning communication skills, but not in English.
And we're actually hoping within 3 years that we will be having certain classes in total immersion. We won't be quite as advanced to have the whole class all day.
Yanni Da'a Education Director Gabe Carmen. Today, they'll practice greeting and entertaining a guest. By twos, they go through the exercise. Under the watchful eye, or ear rather, of language instructor Dan Harrison.
Growing up, we had a few words here and there, but Aunt Katie was the main one who really taught us, the kids around my age, the language, and she encouraged us to learn songs and dances and make our own songs.
Harrison learned the dialect in his teens. It's one borrowed from the Copper Basin Atna, since the Chickaloon dialect is lost. Even so, the Atna dialect is in danger of disappearing.
There's probably less than 30 speakers left, roughly, that know the language fluently, and they're all over 65 and older.
Written materials in the dialect are scarce. A couple of books of old Native stories exist. In fact, Yanni Da'a actually means ancient stories. And there's the big green dictionary of Atna words used at the school.
Atna to English, and then there's English to Atna.
Yeah.
We know moose.
Moose? What is moose?
Danigi.
Danigi?
Mm-hmm. And it is not an easy language to grasp. First of all, it's got a 38-letter alphabet. Although Alaska Natives had no writing, they borrowed letters and combinations of letters from the English alphabet. And many of the dialect sounds are formed using three and four letters at once, posing a tongue-twisting challenge for English speakers. Thus, the word for moose to the untutored eye looks more like degel in an English translation. Harrison tells me some sounds in Atna have no co-equivalent in English. Yanni Da'a overlooks the Matanuska River under towering cottonwoods. It's not unusual to see wildlife outside the window.
Oh, there's a coyote in the back.
Ooh,
let's go look.
Teacher Josie Wilcox helps each child individually with their assignments, sitting encircled by kids' desks like a hub in a spoked wheel.
Awesome. Now we're going to open our textbooks.
We get to do so much that they can't do in public because of class size, and they have the freedom, the professional freedom as a teacher. We have to have hands-on. I don't know if you noticed, all of our kids are moving constantly.
5-year-olds get math lessons separately while the older children tackle workbooks. The one-room schoolhouse concept may be from years gone by, but it strikes a chord in the young students.
You know, the biggest difference is probably identity. Our kids grow up knowing where they came from and who they are, and a feeling of place, you know, and they can identify with a land, place, and a people, place, and it helps them not flounder so much.
Katie Wade, or Aunt Katie as everyone calls her, still has a presence here.
Yeah, she was it. It was actually how the school started. It started over coffee one day, and it was my mom and Aunt Katie, and they were discussing some of the challenges that our kids were having in the public school system.
Carmen says Aunt Katie wrote down the school goals. Someone typed them up on paper, and that crumpled paper is now preserved in a frame. The number one rule: teach traditional values. Wade, along with Andrea Carman, is credited with starting the only tribal school in Alaska. Dan Harrison leads the drumming and singing later in the day. He made up the songs since the old ones are lost. Harrison says he's still a beginner in speaking the Otna dialect, but he's hoping to recruit others into learning it. Young Jesse Boger is an apprentice language instructor at Yaneda'a.
You know, you really got to start back at the ground floor, learn a new alphabet, you know, like you did back in first grade. A whole new sound system and a whole new way of talking, because the way of talking isn't anywhere close to, like, say, English or Spanish.
Carmen says the school has started native survival skills training during the summers, but students at Yaneda'a do not have to be of Alaska Native descent. Carmen says the school embraces all cultures and invites attendance by children of other cultures. Aunt Katie, he adds, encouraged children to learn to live in both worlds. I'm Ellen Lockyer.